Desde la fecha de su ingreso a la NASCAR, por la presión de Anna Campbell, en el que fue con que hace screening, pero sí que me ha quitado en este college, está en la presión de 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 la presión for the marking it for the future reference coming out. I adequate prep a patient that tortures colon. So I brought a rectum pressure which will be grade 1 total hammer operations gastrointestinal section denunciable. Pressure of patient on a complicated fine class cap cecum. Number 2 adequate prep number 3 tortures colon number 4. Thick and fall noted as a hepatic fracture suspected to be submucosal, most likely lipoma. Biopsy was taken, multi-biopsy against likely diagnosis. It was also tagged with the black ink for the future reference, and also don't have a recommendation. Away for the thick and fall slash lipoma biopsy, it comes out positive for any tubular adenoma, tubulous adenoma. Then, because of the nature of the location, because of the size of it, which is about like 2 centimeter, 2 to 2.5 centimeter in thickness, we'll recommend to have segmental surgical resection. Otherwise, because that would be negative for any tubular adenoma or tubular adenoma, then we will repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Or the patient starts having the pain in that right upper quadrant area and is not suspected to be any hepatobiliary pancreatic disease, then elective segmental resection of the colon could be recommended. Otherwise, high fibroid, which more or less is a serious fibroid preparation, any tendency with no flare. And rotation, please send the copy to Dr. Padamsari and copy to Dr. Jocelyn Pijardo. Their procedure was May 14, 2022. Their procedure May 14, 2022. Patient's office number.